The king said, "Bring him to me." When the messenger came to Joseph, he said, "Go back to your lord and ask him about the case of those women who cut their hands. Indeed, my lord has full knowledge of their snare." The king questioned those women, saying, "What do you say about the incident wherein you attempted to seduce Joseph?" They replied, "God forbid. We know of no evil on his part." The Aziz's wife said, "Now that the truth has come to light, it was I who attempted to seduce him. In fact, he is absolutely truthful." Joseph said, "By this inquiry, I meant to let the Aziz know that I did not betray him in his absence, and that Allah does not let the snare of the treacherous succeed. Not that I am free from sin. Man's soul is prone to evil, except the one to whom my Lord has shown mercy. Certainly my Lord is forgiving, merciful." The king said, "Bring him to me. I will take him for my special service." When Joseph had a talk with the king, he said, "From now on, you have an honorable place with us, and you will enjoy our full confidence." Joseph said, "Place me over the resources of the land. Certainly I know how to manage. I have the necessary knowledge." Thus we established Joseph in the land to live therein in any way he wished. We bestow our mercy on whom we please, and we do not let the reward of good people be lost. Yet the reward in the hereafter will be even better for those who believe and are righteous.